This is program number LW2493. Well, the guy was a miserable failure. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about him. His name was John Callender. He was an officer under George Washington during the Revolutionary War. It happened during the Battle of Bunker Hill. In the heat of battle, the guy turned and ran, and he was dismissed from the Army for behaving as a coward. In fact, on his papers, General Washington wrote not just the word cowardice, but went ahead to say, "A crime of all others, the most infamous in a soldier, the most injurious, the last to be forgiven." I mean, the guy was a real failure. He was marked for life. Or was he? Well, that's what really makes his story most interesting. Because, you see, he was an unusual kind of guy. He was determined to overcome. You see, he re-enlisted. That's right. He re-enlisted in the Army even as a private, and fought so hard to be brave in the Battle of Long Island that General Washington reinstated him as a captain and revoked his earlier sentence. John Callender restored the integrity of his name. He had the courage, you see, to begin again. Now, surely there's a moral in that story I've told you today. Nobody goes through life without experiencing episodes where you're weak, where you fail, and then where you're just flat humiliated. Maybe you know what I'm talking about today. I mean, maybe you're feeling even that embarrassing hurt right now. Maybe you look upon yourself as being a miserable failure. If I'm talking to you, then take courage to begin again. Robert Louis Stevenson once said, "You cannot run away from a weakness. You must sometimes fight it out or perish. If that be so, why not now? And where you stand? Why not take his challenge?" You know, it's just as Cervantes once said a long time ago when he uttered the words, "He who loses wealth loses much. He who loses a friend loses more. But he that loses his courage loses all." So since you can't run away from weakness, since you must fight it out or perish, why don't you do it now and where you stand? Success is never final. Failure is never fatal. It's courage that counts. If it means you have to start over, start over. Learn from your mistakes. You know, it's only the wise fellow who can do that. And if you have to, start over. It was the ancients who said, "A work well begun is already half done." Well, because you've made the mistakes, you can start over and avoid them and begin well. And the work well begun is already half done. You know, there's one thing that you've just got to get rid of if you're going to come out on top. I mean, really on top. There's one thing you've got to get rid of if you're going to have the courage to begin again. You know what it is? Would you believe that it's pride? I know a guy who just will never admit his mistakes. Know anybody like that yourself? I mean, the words, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake," have never come out of his mouth. And today, he's a miserable failure. I mean, he's lost his wife. He has lost his job, and primarily it's all because of his attitude. And today, he's even turned his back, and this is the greatest tragedy of all. He's even turned his back on God. Pride. It'll kill you. It'll destroy your courage to begin again. That fellow in the story, John Callender, re-enlisted as a private in George Washington's Army. A private. There's a guy who swallowed his pride. No wonder he came out a winner. You know, the Bible says, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble." It says, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord." When you do, the Bible says that God shall exalt you. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Maybe you've blown it with your family. Maybe you've really destroyed your marriage. Maybe your children can't stand you. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've embarrassed yourself with your friends. It's not too late. Unless you refuse to swallow your pride, start over. Enlist again as a private, not as a general. Start at the beginning. God can forgive. He's willing. Are you willing to forgive yourself? Swallow your pride and start over. I've written a pamphlet called, "What Controls Your Life?" Maybe it will help. What controls your life? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.